Om Shanti, good morning. This is the revision of the Avyak Murli, 1st of September 2019. And the title is The Golden Gift for the Godly Birthday is a Divine Intellect. If Baba is God, He's the greatest, He's the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the Supreme amongst everyone, then He has to bring such an invaluable gift for the children that no one else can bring, that no one else can provide. And it reminds me of people like the sheikhs of the Middle East, that they will not give an ordinary gift to anyone. They will give a gift that matches their own stature, not just seeing the stature of the person they're giving to, because it's a reflection of their own image, their own character. And so too, Baba, God, the Almighty, brings for us heaven on earth. And to get there, He also provides us with special tools, with special gifts. And today, Baba's giving us divine intellect and divine vision. And He says that by keeping both these gifts with us, we become embodiments of success. So I get the feeling that Baba is doing everything from His side to get us to our destination. He's providing us with everything, the knowledge, the tools, everything. And so what are we doing in return? And as I read today's Avyak Murli, it really sounded like a story, and I thought it would make a really beautiful Disney animated movie or like a Harry Potter sequel. And so this is the storyline. This is how the story goes, okay? So Baba, God, gives us a divine intellect. Then we don't take care of it. So it becomes weak. And not only weak, it loses value because we don't take care of it. And because we don't value the intellect, others want it. And especially Maya wants our divine intellect, because she knows that once she has our intellect, she has us. And so Maya takes advantage of this weakness, then takes us into her camp, and she becomes clever. And in the meantime, we become innocent. So not innocent children of the innocent Lord, but we become innocent as in naive. We become the children of the clever Maya. So now that we are with Maya, what happens? We lose power and the intellect doesn't function very well, and so we find it is hard work. And Baba had mentioned, the story still continues, so Baba mentioned the intellect that worked like a lift lost its ability to function. Because now there is no light, there's no spark, in other words, no electricity. So the gift of the lift doesn't work. So then what do we do? What do we need to do? We have to walk up the stairs. But Baba says we don't have legs of courage that allow us to walk. And so then Baba stopped to ask us, who made something so easy, so difficult? And of course it's us. So what do we do now, right? We are trapped in Maya's kingdom. The lift does not work. We are weak. We can't walk. So what do we do now? Well, again, like in any James Bond movie, there's always a way out. And so Baba reminds us that the divine intellect is like a viman, like an aeroplane, and that wherever we are, we can reach wherever we want in a second. And the switch to this aeroplane, is our thoughts. So once we wake up to that realization, we start to change our thoughts, and then lo and behold, we begin to fly out into the world, right? In other words, fly out of that situation, fly out of Ravan's world, into Baba's world. And then Baba said that we not only tour one world, but we tour the three worlds. And then Baba continues to say, in a second, you can become an embodiment of a world benefactor and give light and might to the whole world. simply become stable in an elevated stage with the Viman of your divine intellect. So this is the essence of the story, how we once had something, we lost it, and then we find it again. On a serious note, we just have to remember. That is the key, I think. We just have to remember that I am the one. I am that deity soul. I am that helper of God. And once I remember that, and remember means remember, reconnect. So once I reconnect myself with that wisdom, then the power starts flowing back into the soul. And with each memory that returns, I start to empower myself. So every time I get the memory, I was a deity soul, I was a golden aged soul, then I start to become more and more powerful. And I need to remember means I'm able to hold on to that knowledge. In other words, that I have a divine intellect, which is a gift from God. Let me use that in my life to bring success, as Baba says. I need to hold on to that thought that I have this gift. Because like other things, you know, we can have something, but if we forget that it's there, it's like not having it. Like you can have a toolbox in your house but not know that it's there. So it's as good as not having one. So again, I need to remind myself that there is this divine intellect. In fact, that's what Baba does with us. He awakens the intellect. It was in asleep in Ravan's kingdom, just like Sleeping Beauty. And then the prince came and then gave the kiss of life, and the intellect awoke. So initially the intellect was unaware, unconscious, it was sleeping, but then Baba came and brought it back to life. So everyone has an intellect, even animals have intellect, and Baba's asking us to make our intellect divine. In other words, we need to now evaluate everything using divine virtues. So every time we decide to do something, is it based on some values? So for example, if somebody is a vegetarian, they will filter what to eat, what not to eat. So they will decide based on the values of being a vegetarian. So now Baba is asking us to filter everything using divine virtues. So instead of hate and justice or taking revenge, let me use love, let me use peace, let me use kindness instead. And I need to value these divine qualities more than simply being right or getting my way, because that's when the ego steps in. So I need to conquer that ego and say, no, I want to give more importance to being pure and divine. I need to believe in these qualities, that as I use them, I can achieve success. Because for as long as we take support of the vices, and anger and arrogance are good examples, but many others also, then we come to realize that they don't work in the long run. So as we think of the divine virtues, and as we use them, as we apply them, that is how our life becomes divine. See, earlier we thought we needed anger to get things done. But now we realize that we need love to get things done, especially in the long run. And we've seen many examples of this with Mama and Baba's life. Someone would come to them with anger and hatred or bad intention of killing them or trying to show them a lesson. And what did Mama and Baba do? They just responded with love and sweetness. No fear at all. Not getting defensive at all. And it makes the interrogator calm down and drop his defenses. So Baba's saying also that we are the lights of the world. In other words, we lighten up the world with our light of virtues. And so what I understand by that is we also enlighten the world with our wisdom, So it's not just we are bright sparks, but we use knowledge and insight and lighten up people's lives with our wisdom. And Baba says, no eyes means no light, which means can't see the world, right? There's just darkness. If there's no sight, there's darkness. And with the divine intellect, I'm able to see the world for what it truly is. And this reminds me of the movie The Matrix. So the movie Matrix is not science fiction, it's actually fact. Because Neo was asked to take the pill. He had to choose between the red pill or the blue pill. And the blue pill meant that you can continue staying asleep in blissful ignorance. And the red pill meant that you wake up to the truth, to the harsh reality of the truth, what is really going on. In other words, you come out of that beautiful prison that you were in. And this is what Baba's asking us to do, is to choose. And the only way we can choose is by exercising the intellect, because it's the intellect that chooses. Baba said the divine intellect is the special gift for you to have dharana. So again, when Baba says use the divine intellect, he says discriminate fully. Be aware and discriminate between what is right, what is wrong, what is true, what is false. And so as we choose the right thing at the right time, then our dharana also improves. And with discrimination power, it's always got to be the thought following the word, following the action. That's when we are empowered, when all three are in alignment. When what I think is what I say is what I do. I might think something, say something else, and do something completely different. So that's not dharana and that's not empowerment. And so that's why Baba is saying that the intellect is used to have great dharana. Then Baba said, if this divine intellect is under the influence of rajo or tamo stages, then instead of becoming an embodiment of dharana, you come under the influence of maya. And this is why you experience everything easy to be difficult. So the reference point for the divine intellect will always be Baba and his murli. Right? That's what Baba is saying. Our reference for the intellect to decide will always be what is Baba saying and what is the murli saying. Which is why Baba said that the divine intellect imbibes Baba's Srimat in a second and experiences having a constantly powerful, constantly unshakable and master almighty stage. The divine intellect doesn't doubt what Baba is saying. It has full faith. So if I make Baba my world, then Baba becomes my reference point. But if I make Ravan my world, then Ravan becomes my reference point. In other words, everything is connected with what Ravan is saying. But here Baba wants everything to be connected with what he is saying. Baba said once we're in the plane, then we can go around and shower everyone with cooperation, good wishes, pure feelings of light and might. And he made mention of the ashes over the Himalayas. And that was perhaps because just two decades prior, Nehruji's ashes were scattered over certain parts of India, and also his wish was over the Himalayas. So Baba was saying they shower dead ashes, but you shower good feelings and good wishes. So that was nice. Baba also mentions having double refined petrol in the Viman of our intellect. And what does that mean? That means that we specially need to have the purest and highest types of thoughts flowing through the intellect. So if there is any rubbish, any waste, any negative, which we say kachra in Hindi, then that kachra, you know, there's always this rubbish that blocks something, like the pipe of the sink, or in this case the engine or the fuel tank, and that's why we have to clean it out. So that's why Baba is saying always use the most elevated types of thoughts running through the intellect. And that's why Baba said that in the golden age there are no accidents, because Baba said that is the elevated reward of the elevated acts here. And that's actually a really deep point, because whatever we do here determines golden age. So with our efforts now, we are determining golden age and the quality of golden age. And that's why Baba says we can never be deceived, we are always safe. So as we focus on righteous action, the highest quality of action, that's the sanskar we're creating, that's the pattern we're creating. And then of course we will create a perfect golden age. Baba asked us to use Amrit Vela as a time to fix our thoughts and put them right. And it's true, for us who especially on service duty all day, Amrit Vela is really the only time to fill up for the day, because the rest of the day we are giving and giving. So Amrit Vela is a time to fill up in the soul with Baba's love and power, but also to put our thoughts correct, to set them right. And Baba said, if you can't, then have it corrected by someone else. So someone was asking me this morning what that meant, and it's not literally that they will come and correct your thoughts. Like you go to somebody and they will guide you as to what thoughts to use, so what to do and what not to do. You get help, assistance in that way. Another nice image that Baba used was of rivers coming together into the ocean. And that really is the case here in Kuwait, because we have so many nationalities coming to Baba's house and hearing the Murli. And so it is like everyone coming together, merging into Baba the ocean. So that was a nice analogy. The other day, and it's a true story, the other day one of the new maids of one of the BK sisters asked the other maid, "Is that Madam's father?" And she was referring to the picture of Brahma Baba. And then she went to another BK sister's house to help out. And she saw the same Brahma Baba's picture and asked, "Are they sisters?" Because she thought this one is that one's father and this one is her father, so they must be sisters. So you can see how we become children of the one father, both Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. And in the group meeting, Baba says, by changing your vision, you change the world. Your world changes. So it's not that the world changes, but when we change, then those around us change. In other words, our dynamic with those people changes. If we become nicer people, then others become nice back. They feel we are approachable. They can come and talk to us. They want to help us. But if we are miserable and negative and shouting all the time, then of course they will run the other way. So as we change, the world changes. As we see the world sees us. And there's a lovely story connected with this, where there was a man who thought he would go to the top of the mountain and see what the village was like. And he's from the village down below. So he's walking up the mountain, and halfway there is a small hut where he stops to say hello to this old man and has a drink of water. So he asks the old man, "What is the village like at the top?" And the old man asks, "Well, what is the village like at the bottom?" The man replies, "Well, not that nice. People are not very helpful, cooperative. They talk behind each other. It's not very nice." So the old man says, "Well, the village at the top is pretty much the same." So he then goes along his way. Then there's another man coming down from the top of the mountain, and he has the same interest to want to see the village at the bottom of the mountain. So again he stops by at this old man's hut, has a drink of water, and asks, "What's the village like at the bottom?" So the old man says, "What is the village like at the top?" He said, "Very nice. Everybody's helpful and loving, kind, cooperative." So the old man replies, "Well, the village at the bottom is pretty much the same." So it's not about the village. It's about our drishti. It's about how we see the world and how we put out to the world. The other lovely point Baba mentions is that we are carefree emperors. Baba says, when the Father is always with you, you are carefree emperors. And that you don't even need to think of anything. Everything will be all right and everything will be fine. He says it is the Father's duty to think and your duty is just to remain absorbed in His company. And this is really my experience many times, especially when traveling with luggage and seating on flights, etc. Very often if I'm in doubt, I say, Baba, please fix my seat. Please help me with the luggage. And sure enough, somehow the seat gets fixed in mysterious ways, or I get into the plane and I notice that certain seats are free and I just take them. And even the luggage, it feels light. As I go to pick it, I'm expecting it to weigh many kilos, but it just feels light. It's amazing. So this is also Baba's blessing to us today. Always remain carefree emperors. And Baba says that we are now and we will be for all time. And towards the end of the Murali, Baba talks about God's love. And I think we all have been the recipients of this. We eat just a little of Baba's food and we fall in love with Baba and his world. I know from London and the experience of that growing up there that we were just shown a little love and we surrendered fully. And this was the blessing of Dadi, Sudesh Ben, Jayanti Ben. They really are embodiments of love. And when Baba mentioned the slogan today, I thought of Dadi Janki immediately, because in the slogan Baba said that become loving to the one God and you will be loved by the world. And Dadi really epitomizes this. Baba also talked about the fortress. The fortress of the atmosphere is created with everyone's cooperation. And that was a beautiful image as well. Atmosphere is actually atmosphere, the sphere around the Atma. And so with our powerful thoughts, pure wishes, good feelings, we are able to create that fortress around us. And then that vibration spreads around us. So if that's what we're thinking about all day in the center, then of course, those are the vibrations being created in the center. And the line that struck me was, Baba said, the Father settles the account of cooperation fully. So for every bit we give to Baba, He settles every cent, every breath, every sweat, every effort, every intention we make, Baba settles that multi-million fold. I guess that's why Baba is the greatest accountant, that He never makes a mistake. So whatever you did with a pure heart, Baba will return that multi-million fold. I really have faith in that. That's why we should just keep doing the good. This is the point. We should just keep doing the good no matter what, no matter how you are treated, how you are respected or not respected, because the good is going into my account. This is my philosophy. I'm doing the good because I'm a good person. I'm doing the good because I understand it's good to do good. In this aspect, we shouldn't compare ourselves to others. We shouldn't judge or measure. Just keep doing the good and you continue to accumulate in your account. Once I remember Dadi replying to a soul, as the soul was asking that, why is it that people are not giving to the box, to Baba's box? And Dadi replied smilingly, and Dadi said, well, Baba has to give the return multifold to each one who gives. And so he has to also be careful who he takes from. Finally, I would like to end with some words of Dadi Kumarka, Dadi Prakashmani, who was, of course, very lovely, very special soul in the Yajna. And she certainly gave us Kumaris a lot of love and attention. So Dadi says, only a powerful soul can offer love. Only a powerful soul can afford to be humble. If we are weak, then we become selfish. If we are empty, we take. But if we are filled, we automatically give to all. That is our nature. So with these words, Om Shanti.